Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. In this episode, I am going to talk through a few of my unique coaching principles, why they are effective, and why this approach works so well. I've developed these over the last decade, that's a long time, of fat loss coaching. And yeah, hopefully they will be useful to you. And hopefully make you think about things in a slightly different way, because there is the calories in, calories out side of fat loss. That's quite simple. But just telling people to create a deficit rarely works. And if it did, you wouldn't need a coach, nor would we probably have an obesity crisis, right? People really wouldn't struggle with their weight if all it was knowing, oh, energy balance is a thing, just eat less. That's really like top level stuff. So the reason for this is that although energy balance is relatively simple, human behavior is not. And it's human behavior that impacts energy balance. And like I said, I've spent over a decade researching and applying this stuff. So I'm pretty good at it now. And these are four coaching principles that I've or mindset, what would you call them? Yeah, I think coaching principles kind of encompasses it, that I think are probably some of the most influential and useful that I use. So the first is more of like a life approach, to be honest, one that I very much embrace, and it's called imperfect action. One of the biggest underlying beliefs holding people back from taking action, not just in fat loss, but in many areas, and I see this all the time with coaches in relation to their business on AFM, is the belief that things need to be perfect. This means it needs to be the perfect time when you've got nothing going on, when there are no surprises, when you have no other commitments, essentially a period of time where you don't have a life. Now, obviously this isn't going to happen, nor would we actually want it to. And one interesting observation is that the same coaches that will be like, yeah, it's never the right time, like start, I'll help you find balance with your fat loss, with your life, with your work. They're the same people that are like, yeah, no, it's not the right time for me to, I don't know, start a podcast or launch a program or actually take any action in my business because, you know, there's this other thing going on. I'm like, it's the same. How can you not see that? Anyway, imperfect action. My whole approach to coaching is built around having you live the life that you want to the fullest. It's not about putting your life on hold for fat loss. That is miserable. You resent it. You've probably tried it before. It's probably why you put the weight back on. The results from doing that are always short-lived. And when you embrace imperfect action, the mindset of imperfect action into your life, then just think like, if I can't do it perfectly, I'll do what I can. If I can't do a full workout, I'll do half a workout, or I'll start one. If I can't get my 10,000 steps in, I won't just be like, oh, well, I'm not going to hit my target, so may as well stay at 5,000. I'll go and do 2,000 more, 1,000 more, a little walk around the block. If there's no optimal option on the menu, I'm not going to use it as an excuse to then just pick the worst option on the menu. I'll opt for the best choice available. The imperfect action mindset removes your excuse to give up when things can't be perfect or when something unexpected happens, right? Which is in life all the time. You actually don't need to be anywhere near perfect to get incredible results. And most people's results actually come from reducing their bad days or improving their bad days, right? Making their bad days like mediocre, as opposed to what most people try to do, which is make their good days perfect and then trip themselves up. The second approach I want to talk about is 30HD. So this is essentially not weighing yourself for 30 days. The reason for this is that I realized that genuinely the number one reason that people, I would say especially women, give up on their fat loss goal is the scales, which is insane. Especially given that if you are sticking to your diet, you will probably be losing fat, right? But you've given up because the scales didn't say what they wanted you to say, or what you wanted them to say. And we know that the scales don't directly measure fat loss. It's in, like, when you pick it apart, it's like, this is so mad. People are getting results, but the reason they give up is because of their reaction to what the scales are saying. So many people who can see a difference and feel a difference and then still give up because the scales haven't dropped. Like, it is criminal, right? So this is why I was like, right, how do we get over this issue? That ADHD. It stops this. It stops you getting distracted and disheartened by the scales or the fact that you think that you should see more progress based on usually unrealistic expectations of what fat loss will look like in terms of scale weight loss. That ADHD helps you focus on the more important things, like the actions you are taking that actually drive the result. It also helps you see the real benefit to these actions. And just before I, like, just to kind of pick that apart a little bit more, simply staring at the scales isn't going to help you lose fat. You know that you have to take the actions, right? So what about focusing on doing the actions that are actually going to get the outcome that you want? It also helps you see the real benefit of these actions, which, by the way, isn't just standing on the scales and some specific number pops up. Like, that's not really the benefit that we want, right? It's how you feel, how you perform, how you show up, right? The non-scale weight wins. Constantly questioning yourself is tiring as hell, right? And it often means you start to resent the process, right? Especially if you're doing all the work. And you're like, oh God, I'm doing all the work. It just doesn't seem like to be getting the result that I want. Of course people give up. It's because you're focusing on the wrong measure, right? Everyone who did that ADHD on the last commit to six intake said they enjoyed the process more. Who do you think is going to walk further or work harder? Like the person who enjoys their work, or what's the saying? The person who enjoys the journey is going to walk further than the person who's focused on the destination. So like something like that, right? But it's so true. And I see the same with coaches and their business, right? The coaches who work harder and are more successful are the coaches who genuinely love what they do. They aren't solely fixated on how many views that gets or making more money or like the direct outcome. They're like, I love doing this because I love coaching. I love helping people. I'm passionate about this. I certainly wouldn't be on episode, whatever the hell this episode is, like 600 and blah, blah, blah. I mean, overall, the podcast probably done thousands of, well, definitely over 1,000 episodes if I didn't love it. Like, a lot of these don't have any direct outcome to them, that's for sure. And oh, by the way, if you are a coach listening to this and you don't listen to the AF Mentors podcast, you absolutely should. I will put it in the show notes. The next thing I want to talk about is range targets, because as much as this is quite simple, it is insanely effective for fat loss, and it basically marries up imperfect action and 30HD. So when you join Commit to Six, we set your targets based on you and your goal, and we set these a little bit differently. So if you have a specific target like 1600 calories or 10,000 steps, the tendency is to give up if you don't hit your target, or at least feel disheartened and demotivated. Neither of those outcomes are going to result in you taking action consistently and enjoying taking action. So this is why we set range targets. There is the non-negotiable side of your range target. So this is meant to be very achievable, right? The aim is that you can do that even on your tough days. What I was talking about previously about like increasing your bad days, not in frequency, but like bringing the average of them up, right? So instead of your bad day being like, I don't know, got 3,000 steps, now your bad day is I got 5,000 steps. Okay, great. Instead of your bad day being like, I went over my calories by 1,000, now it's like, I went over my calories by 500. That is going to have a far bigger impact on your results. So as an example of a non-negotiable, my workout non-negotiable is 3 per week. Now, I usually do 6 workouts a week, and honestly, I can't remember the last time I did less than 4, unless I was like unwell or something, which doesn't count. Same with my step target, it's 12,000 a day, but my non-negotiable is 8,000. I honestly can't remember the last time I did under 10,000. the point being, your non-negotiable should be a non-negotiable, right? This is basically a promise that you've made to yourself. I will always do that, no matter what. Now, when I say no matter what, obviously not if you're unwell. Like, there has to be like a sensible side to it as well, right? Like, don't hold yourself to standards that actually you wouldn't even want to keep because it's just not sensible. The aim is to strive for that optimal side of your target. That is what is going to get you the best results, but also to never drop below your non-negotiable. And this way, you never go backwards, right? Normally, the problem or the reason that people don't get great results is because they might do really well for a week and then they kind of go backwards, undo a lot of that work, feel like they're starting again, feel really demotivated, get back on it. Same thing happens again. They're in this like horrible yo-yo cycle where actually they are putting in a lot of effort, but they don't have very much to show for it. That's not what we want here. That's not what gets people results. This is why we use range targets. And I've mentioned this already, but it's those bad days that ruin your progress. And if you can reduce the severity of these, it will have a bigger impact on your progress than trying to push yourself even more or setting unrealistic expectations like you're going to be able to stick to these optimal targets every single day, which is just not going to happen. The next principle, is this the last one I'm going to talk about today? Yeah, maybe. It's called unlimited spend. And I use this frame to encourage the behaviours that I want. So, for example, I will give myself unlimited spend, quote unquote, on fruit and veg. And someone asked me why, because they were like, well, isn't there calories, you know, isn't there sugar in fruit? Isn't there calories in fruit and veg? Yes, of course there is. Like, there is sugar in fruit. One, sugar isn't inherently bad. But the point I want to make is, rarely do I meet anyone whose problem is they are eating too much fruit. I mean, I'm sure the person exists, but if you're working with people that want to lose fat, like, it's normally not the problem. Now, I do meet people who struggle with dieting because they feel restricted. And allowing unlimited fruit and veg, which are foods that most people would benefit from consuming more of, reduces these feelings of restriction. It increases enjoyment of and adherence to their diet, and then ultimately gets people better results. And it's more about psychology and behavior change, not because I think that fruit is fat burning or doesn't have any calories or any sugar in it or whatever. It's a psychological tool. And hopefully by this part of the podcast, you've realized that this approach to fat loss considers both psychology and behavior change, as well as just calories. Now, I have a ton more of these, including the puck yes or no principle, fuck average, leaning into hard things, never miss twice, the reframe game, probably loads more. And I won't go into them all today. I'm sure I'll bring them up on other podcasts. But really what I wanted to leave people with today is that real world fat loss is probably more about psychology and behavior change than it is about nutrition. It's also what makes Commit to Six different and stand out. It's why we get such incredible long-term results, because sure, you'll still get calorie targets, protein targets, workouts, step goals, morning routine, check-ins. Probably sounds quite similar to other programs, but the difference is how we help you stick to them, how we understand humans and how they react to calorie restriction. We change the intent behind the actions and we help you embrace them and enjoy the process more. So if you want to lose fat and keep it off, and you're ready to make a change, and remember that ready is a decision, not a feeling that you should just wait for forever, then join our April intake of Commit Six. The information is in the show notes. Embrace some imperfect action. It will genuinely change your life.